The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era where we're not even allowed to cough anymore.
You weren't coughing.
I'm the oldest brother.
Apple off the ground. Why was it on
and
the
you
ground?
Waited until
it's an audio
we had,
podcast. We finished
it's an audio
the sync.
Podcast. Like we synced and then you knew it was game time and you reached down.
And then you were like, bite of apple.
I had a coughing fit.
Yeah.
You did it.
A chewing fit.
That sounded like me eating an apple. But
and
like,
looked like.
And looked like it. We saw it. Why was it on
That's
the ground? Why
them.
Did you have a
That's
ground apple
We
though?
Have done so much work on our video setups, Justin, for you to keep saying that's not for them.
Yeah.
Guys, I've sipped. Can I just say? I've sipped so greedily from the chalice of life since we last recorded. I both saw the third Avatar movie and had my first colonoscopy.
At the same time?
No. That would have been very convenient.
Even though that is the way that the director, Jim Cameron, did intend for you to see the third Avatar.
Fire and ass.
Vision.
Wire and ass is...
Guys, can I just tell you, I won't tell you... Which do you want to hear about?
Shit, man.
I guess that's my question. Like, what do you want to hear about?
Can you talk about it in a way that it applies to both of them at the same time?
Yes. Compare and contrast.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I meant like make big, broad, general statements.
It took longer than I would have wanted. Like that kind of stuff.
Right. There were some surprisingly funny parts.
Okay.
I liked it when the whale talked.
There was a twist.
Sigourney Weaver
guys,
was
when
there.
I sat down, Slice and I were going to go see Fire and Ash. Dad was going to see a movie with the girls at the same time. So we're just going to hitch a ride, you know, and really embrace Fire and Ash, like really get deep into the world.
Yeah.
And I pulled up my app, my special app I used to tell me when to pee, you know, run pee.
Yeah.
And I saw it said 3 hours and 15 minutes until credits. And I tried to like... I figured it was a bug, so I tried to make my phone refresh.
Yeah.
And I looked at Slice, and I said, Slice, is this motherfucker 3 hours and 15 minutes long? And I almost, at that point, was like, not even for the Vine, my man. Not even, I have to go. I can't stay for Avatar.
Has anyone let Jimmy Cameron know that they have let him make multiples of these and he doesn't have to squeeze it all into one viewing experience?
He does have to squeeze it all in. Just curious, how many pee breaks were in this bad boy? Because that sounds like three dozen. Like good fertile ground.
I took five.
All right.
I took five, and one of them, I went and bought gummy snakes and then found the theater that my kids were in watching SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
And went and just saw how they were doing. Brought them some gummy, checked in on them for a little bit. Just like a little field trip in the middle of Jim's vision.
I haven't checked the run times, Justin, but I imagine there's some disparity betwixt SpongeBob and Avatar 3.
Did they see it twice? They do it.
Yeah,
back-to-back?
When they finished, did they just wait the hour and 45 minutes for your movie to be done?
Hey, guys, there's a lot to do at Pullman Square.
Sure.
I don't know if you've noticed, but it's not just a movie theater anymore. There is a Chico's.
Yeah, sure. So did you see the movie? Because you made it sound like you left the movie because you thought it would be too long.
No, I left in the middle of the movie for a while and then came back. This movie was so long that I disassociated and then had the thought like there is no way this movie is still going. I like completely left spiritually too. That doesn't count the five physical absences that I took during the movie.
Yeah,
which will be a really new textured experience when I watch at home.
Right,
with the family gathered around.
Now, were you able
suddenly
to...
Suddenly, it will all make sense.
Were you able to similarly kind of astral project while you were getting your butt examined? Your butt and butthole looked at?
Do you guys know about the whole... I had to drink a liter of diuretics. In addition to not eating the day before, I had to drink 4 liters of diuretics. I had to drink a jug this big.
That's a big jug.
And they're like, they're like, we're about to start. This is how you do the prep. And they hand me this huge jug that I had to drink.
And they chanted your name and said, down in one, down in one.
This is no problem for me. I can drink lots of stuff. No problem. It looked like your big jug that you have, Griffin, your big water jug. But then
big motivational jug.
There's a twist in the instructions where you have to start drinking at 6. So I had to start drinking at 6 p.m. the night before my procedure. And then every 15 minutes, another cup. So, like, I did my own little power hour
of diuretics. Like it. Johnny 40 hands with fucking diarrhea juice.
You were allowed to sleep, though, right?
Oh, Trav, that's so interesting. Legally, yes. from a legal perspective, no judge.
Hygienically?
As you sloshed around like a hot water bag.
This was the actual procedure. I had to drink every 15 minutes a cup of it. And then for the first hour, I was like, I don't think this laxative is working. And then I was wrong.
Yeah.
And then I did that for 3 hours, every 15 minutes, until I drank 3 liters. And then you have to start the next round 5 hours before your procedure, which for me was 2 a.m. So I had to wake up at 2 a.m., start drinking laxative, couldn't go back to bed during this, guys, because like... laxative does practical.
It's not a relaxative.
Product.
You know what I mean?
Right. I watch Predator, Killer of Killers, man. And if you need a movie to watch while you're up at 2 a.m.,
it's there for you.
Your colonoscopy laxative.
I have to imagine your nerves.
Fuck yeah, man.
Your nerves are already on edge. What from all the laxative? I imagine introducing the Predator into that mix is overload.
Oh, no, it was exactly the sensory distraction that I needed. The Predator, Killer of Killers.
The Predator was there for you when you needed him most.
I wanted to go in. There is a chart that shows you how good you did at cleaning out your colon. And it's like
a
graph,
leaderboard?
And it's like if your last BM looked like clear, like that's what we're going for is clear water, pee from the butt. If your last one was clear, you get an A+.
Is that how the
if
doctor
do
described
it?
Is that what the
it,
doctor said to you is... Clear water, pee from the butt? You say you can't get our...
You had Clearwater, Florida, pee from the butt this morning.
We know it's important for you to do this exam. Gentlemen of your age should certainly be safe and keep an eye out for stuff. But we won't do it. We won't do it until we get Clearwater, pee from the butt.
We've noticed there's still some thetans in your system. We're waiting for you to go Clearwater, pee from the butt.
Audit those right out of there, buddy.
It was, I had to wait about 2 hours before I could really get it going.
Yeah.
And before I get the anesthesia and stuff. And I was separated by a very thin curtain from strangers getting a very similar procedure to me.
Cool.
Who were being asked a lot of invasive questions. The gentleman next to me was pretty determined to answer at his loudest possible volume. I don't want to dox this guy by telling you what the questions he was asked were, but the answer was like, I don't know if I have diabetes or not. Or,
right?
This was good. Yeah, not quite clear, more of a brown and mucky. It's like, I was in my head feeling very superior.
Yeah.
And she's like, show me on the chart. He's like, well, let me take a look here. It's like, oh, no. Oh, no, pal. But I had I got a super clean bill of colon health.
Love that, nice. Dude.
Loved it. Loved the colon. Said I've been taking a bit too much ibuprofen.
Oh,
which is interesting because the wrist doctor told me to gobble up like Pac-Man. So I don't know, man. These doctors
did they
gotta
find,
start
wait,
talking.
Did they find the ibuprofen still kind of clumped up down there? There's still like 8 or 9 ibuprofen in here.
No, it just is all like messed up and bad down there. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you're not supposed to take a lot of, you know, it's just messed up and
they're
bad.
Like the plumbing, but the plumbing works. Aesthetically, it's not so great. We've seen better colon.
I'm cutting back on that, but no, but the colon was great.
Awesome.
I did this because I turned 45 and James Vanderbeek has been raising awareness about getting these screenings done. 45 is the cutoff for mine because James has been raising awareness of colon cancer, and I wanted to get it out and ahead of it. I got a clean bill of health, and when you turn 45, if you haven't gotten a colonoscopy yet, and you also haven't seen Predator Killer of Killers yet.
Sure. Or Avatar Fire and Ash, because it really juiced.
Or Avatar
really...
Fire and Ash would be actually, when it's available to stream on home video, that would be an excellent late night colonoscopy.
Maybe not during the colonoscopy, but while you're drinking the juice, for sure. Like the number of run pee from the butts, which is a different app that we're starting. And we're going to be sued out of existence.
Yeah,
by
the you got to have clear water pee from above.
Got to have clear water pee. Is it too late to change the theme of the year?
I did when I touched.
2020 drip. 2020 drips. Clear water pee from the butt.
We're not changing the year.
It's so good, you guys. I don't know. How are you feeling?
It's really great.
1 week out. Actually, we recorded that, almost 2 weeks out now. How are you guys feeling about it?
I love it.
I'm loving it. I've been living it.
It's great.
The more I live with it, the more I love it. I have been, as you guys know, I'm very active on MySpace, and I've seen some questions about who the big boy is.
Oh, my God.
And I thought this was self-explanatory.
Yeah.
We said it's a boy in a hospital.
A boy in a hospital who's counting on you to stick to your goals for the year, right?
Yeah. I maintain that the big boy could also be, like, inside of you, like the witness of you, like your consciousness or whatever.
And I maintain that for the right price, it could literally be Frisch's big boy if they would just pick up the phone and call.
So I want you all to put, listeners, yourself in the mindset of that baseball player who the big boy is like, just throw a heater, just one heater for me. But maybe it's like the big boy's like, hey, you know how you've been thinking about learning French for a while? Do that for me. I'm dying.
Yeah. But like, don't get too hung up on that part.
Not the dying part. He's an imaginary boy.
Yeah, but you need to do it. Do it for someone.
But even the imaginary boy shouldn't die. Like, the boy in My Girl was imaginary, but his death still causes great pain.
Yeah.
Maybe if he finally learned French, he won't die?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, no.
Are you trying to get to, like, a yearly submission because you realize that we do not have a way of ending this episode?
No, so I'm glad that you brought that up, Justin, because part of my make it stick is to stick with the fears because I really like it and I want to make that stick.
That's
interesting. I kind of thought.
We didn't discuss that beforehand.
Did it?
I
think we're going to have to make it stick, like, stick the landing for the first time in our 15-year career.
We'll make it stick. Just go back to Yahoo Answers. No problemo.
That would be good. That would be good. Hey, this is still an advice show. That's not changing.
No,
right?
Never.
That's consistent. That will not change. And we're gonna take your questions and turn them alchemy like into wisdom because it's our trade.
That's what we
do. My wife and I. That's what we do. That's when we do our job. My wife and I are starting to look at houses. I was afraid to look at them for a long time too. I used to shield my eyes as my father would.
It's too much.
My wife and I are starting to look at houses. We got married in October. Yay. Our realtor keeps sending us suggestions that only have one bathroom. This would be probably fine for a typical couple, but we both have IBS and need 2+ bathrooms. It's a good plus there. The plus is doing some heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. How do I tell the realtor that one bathroom just won't cut it? That's from Problems in Providence.
I mean, obviously, you can tell your realtor that you really only need a home with two plus bathrooms. Please don't. Realtors will keep showing you shit. Like, there is no amount of asking you can do where the realtor's not going to be like, but maybe. I know that you guys both have pooping emergencies every day, but look how charming and the price per square foot of this one is good. Sorry about the poop emergency thing, but I am going to show it to you.
There's no way, but like, if you say, I need two bathrooms, and if they say why, you have to have an answer prepared.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? You'll just freeze. You got to know why.
I don't think there should
be any. To be fair, though, I don't feel like having two bathrooms is a wild request that you would need. Two bathrooms? La-di-da. Why?
Yeah, but obviously they felt like they needed to justify it at some point.
That's true.
If you guys want to continue to challenge the premise of the existence of the question, we can. But it feels like it might be more fruitful to just
truck right
this
through
never
it.
Comes up on like House Hunters or House Hunters International or House Hunters Beachfront or House Hunters I don't know is they're never the requests are never like how many bedrooms or bathrooms they need.
Yeah.
It's all right. So maybe if you throw out like 8 weird things that you need and 2 bathrooms, and then you're willing to let go of the 8 weird things as long as there are 2 bathrooms there.
I don't think they let you do that. I think they want, if you're going to be on the show, you got to have weird stuff. They can't have you be on the show and be like, I take, when my dumps come, they got to come now. And same for, like, and same I for the misses. So
I watched the House Hunters recently. I love when they do this. The guy was like, I love a wide view. I want to be up high where I can see a lot of stuff. And the wife is like, my main thing I'm looking for is I'm scared of heights and I don't want to be up there at all.
Awesome.
And they cut to the realtor. It's like, what do you want this fucking guy to do, yeah, man?
What do I do
you
here?
You don't want to be high. She doesn't want to be low. In the middle, you're both sad, right? There's no winning for this guy.
I got you also a real PS. Sloped house where yeah. one side of it's real low.
I got you a one-story yeah. ranch style with a big periscope. Big.
I'm always looking for, you know, the producers trying to work their magic. This does feel like one of those cases where, like, fear of heights, real. This guy, like, I just like to be up high sometimes. I think maybe a producer told you feel that way. Maybe, pal.
Go somewhere.
Nobody just, like, wants to be high a lot.
There was one I saw where a guy's, like, refusal, like, not if it has too many outlets.
Yeah.
Too many outlets?
When has that ever been a problem for anybody?
Fucking never, man. God damn. We've moved a lot of our shit around for our video stuff, and that involved me putting my desk in the center of my office where outlets don't live. I have been absolutely just pipe dreaming it to glory over here for the last week, just running electricity, just like a county lineman am I making it work. I think you should just tell your realtor that you have IBS. I think there's no stigma. IBS is so non-stigma in my mind at this point. Like, there's so much other stuff, and IBS has been around for so long. It's like, yeah, I'm one of the ones that has irritable bowels.
If you're looking for a fun way to tell your realtor, bring him a 6-pack of IBC root beer, but you've marked out the C and you've written in an S.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have something I need to tell you, but I think this will explain it all as you hand it to him. And you won't have to say anything.
You just need to invent another toilet purpose. Like, it doesn't have to, you just like, I need one for obvious and one to flush paints.
Yeah.
When I'm done with paint, listen, I like to flush paints when I'm done with
them. We love keeping fish, but we're so bad at keeping fish.
Yeah.
And we need one to be the graveyard toilet.
Cut it out the middle. We raise them in there. Travis, that would actually save a lot of time, man. If the fish are in the toilet, the fish die. Flush.
Done.
Done.
Next.
Right?
The missus and I are making a real stinky potion. And we need a special cauldron just for that.
Who can afford these wine prices currently in this day and age? Well, I'm going
to
make my own.
You want me to just pour toilet wine? You want me to pour my stinky potion fixins down the storm drain outside when I'm done with them? No way. I need a fixture for that. You all right, Juice?
Yes. Sorry. Should we do another apple was about to roll off the table. So I looked down to catch
the apple,
and then I looked back.
Is that how the apple ended up on the floor the first time?
Griffin, if I had seen the apple fall the first time, I would have picked it up off the floor immediately.
Okay,
I'm not
because I asked many
and
times.
And he would have discovered gravity.
It never came back to it, but I asked a few times, why did you have dead ass an apple on the floor? Like, I've got stuff on the floor. I've got a box here I haven't opened, and there's my controllers on the floor. And like, I've got stuff on the floor. Let me check. 0 fresh edible produce. So, like,
I had recently dropped it. It had recently fallen.
I have a knife on the floor.
But I don't know exactly when. I didn't clock it falling exactly, but I had been enjoying it moments before.
And then it ended up on the floor, and then you picked it up off the floor.
I realized when I was getting my colonoscopy, I don't want to be stuck in a hospital bed. Huh. I got to take care of my engine, right?
So and I'm that giving meant an apple?
A lot more.
A small
a lot more
apple?
Great produce.
Justin, that's the smallest apple I've ever seen, my man.
He's saying, I'm making some big changes this year. One apple during
show
my audio recording window.
Yeah. Let me see that bad boy. Whoa! Beauty blog that shit. Beauty blog that tiny apple.
He's taking a couple bites out of
just,
that.
Hold it still for me. You can see the exact shit. Justin, that apple is as big exactly as Justin's mouth. One of your bites goes stem to stern on that thing. Nope, right in the gob. You spit that out right now, peepers.
You're Galactus the Apple Eater. That's wild. Oh, almost got it.
These are cool tricks.
I almost got to hold it.
Nope.
This is what you get with video.
We shouldn't have video.
We shouldn't have
video. That was
video.
The problem. I dropped a goddamn apple again.
And now it's definitely covered in something because it's wet with your mouth goop.
But I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I won't eat it during podcast, though.
That's huge.
Anymore.
Yeah. I didn't realize this was Schmanners. Yeah, I thought you're. I didn't realize this turned into Schmanners all of a sudden, Trag, because we all have to be so etiquette.
Feels like we're on Schmanners.
Our apples.
Whoa, Griffin.
Why are you saying that, Justin?
Yeah, it feels like Welcome. We're all on Schmanners, right, guys?
I promised him two small apples.
Ah, damn it.
No, it's actually, man, somehow we end up with three bags of Rockets. I'm just trying to get my kids to eat these tiny apples. I don't know.
I love those things.
A few weeks ago, a package for the previous owners of my house showed up on my doorstep. I brought it inside and waited about a week, after which I opened it. When I opened it, I found a pair of Birkenstock slippers that fit my partner perfectly, so I gifted them to her. A few days after that, a note was slipped through my mail slot by the previous owner explaining that they mistakenly had an Xmas present shipped to the wrong address and asking if I would text him to arrange picking up the slippers. Brother, what do I do? A slippery situation in Baltimore.
That's a slippery situation indeed.
I put this question in because sometimes we get questions where we're like, oh, you fucked up. You have to know you fucked up.
Yeah.
It's the clearest, like, what did I do wrong?
A week is not long enough. A week is
not
long enough.
You know that, right?
Week's not long enough.
It's also mail fraud. Boom. We got you.
Before Christmas, too, there's a few things about the timing here that is hugely sus. I would have definitely given it until the new year at the very least.
You know when sometimes people on TikTok mispronounce words intentionally to build engagement because everyone in the comments will be like, hey, you said this wrong.
Right.
This feels like a cry for help in that same sense, right?
Okay.
Like you needed us to step in. Like you need, I don't want to be, I worry it's a kink. A little bit. It's like, you know what I mean?
Like
I worry this person
so
wants
bad.
To get beat up in public.
Yeah, absolutely.
They want to get beat up in public.
One time I got several huge boxes to my front door. I opened one of them. Inside is, I believe, 10 foam boogie boards.
Shit.
That I did not order, but had been...
I remember this.
And maybe the strangest scam ever, scammed, like, on my Amazon, like, to my card. I was able to get the charges
delivered
refunded.
Delivered to his home, though, right?
Yeah, like, to my home.
Like, you got him. The perfect crime.
And I was able to get the charges refunded. Still sitting in my garage...
Yeah.
Are really. Three boxes of 10 to 12 foam boogie boards.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know what to do with for fear that one day Amazon will contact me and say,
Hey,
we gave you the refund. We do need those back.
Well, Trav, when the big one comes, I think you'll be glad to have 10 premium boogie boards.
Yeah. A week? I mean, 30 to 36. I can't remember the exact count, Griffin.
That's a lot.
I have enough for a child's classroom to each get a boogie board.
Or for some sort of survival bunker, floating survival bunker, the Noah's Ark 2, boogie down.
Or if robots that only have like Nerf level weapons attack,
yeah,
I've got
sure.
a bunch of shields.
A week's
going.
Not long enough. We've really harped on that. And I do want to apologize.
Not long enough. I do want to. I don't want to. I feel like you kind of made. Your own bed.
It yes.
shouldn't be our problem.
But no, we're professional.
But
no,
that's not. We're professionals. I know. It's so hard because you messed up so bad. It wouldn't
really
be
really bad. This is hard on
Does
us.
Your partner know how these Birkenstock slippers were? Because one, you're not going to, you shouldn't take them back and then give them to him. You should get a new pair or something.
Gotta get a new pair.
Oh, damn it. The porch, God. Oh, damn it. You know what it was? Them damn porch pirates got
I
me again.
I never got it. Now, this
These
is a lie.
These damn porch pirates got me again.
Yard.
I never got it. So I don't know what you're talking about. Must have been the Buccaneers.
Now, we do have, if we ever get questioned, we'll flip on you so hard.
Oh dude. Yeah.
The speed at which I will say, yeah, they emailed us. They got the slippers.
That should be.
We've been doing ads for stamps.com for so long. We're basically mandatory reporters when it comes to postal fraud.
Absolutely.
So
there's very little fraud I care about. But it's postal fraud and frog fraud.
I think you got to replace the thing and then give it to them. But God, that's stressful because are you going to get the exact right same. One?
Also, can I tell you something else? You can't get that packaging back.
You can.
No, the packaging's
Okay, you know what you have to do? You have to go to Amazon. You have to buy these for that person.
Yeah.
Right? And then have them shipped to your to that former address, right?
Yeah.
That's the only way out.
And you better pray you can get it there quickly, because if those damn things are on back order, it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks. You're going to have to come up with a pretty hefty lie as to why you haven't found them yet.
Dude, I'd love to help you out. It got Grinched. He did. He's real. He came. He got us good, dude. Don't get me wrong.
I'm on his trail. And yep. I think I'll catch up to him in 2 to 3 weeks.
Your Christmas tree is still up right there. Yeah, it's weird. He only wants shoes. He's nasty and weird. So he wanted only the shoes.
Hey, let's take a quick break and we're going to head on into the Money Zone.
I had an idea for a new kind of direction with the Money Zone.
Oh.
That I wanted to try. I thought we could do like an altar call.
Oh.
Where you guys give me some quiet, like Amazing Grace in the background.
Okay. I could get like, yeah. Let me get GarageBand open on my phone while you start the copy points.
Now, hey, everybody. I know we've had a lot of fun here today, and a lot of you guys have already come to Squarespace and accepted your trial with Squarespace. You've tried Squarespace out, but I feel like out there, there's still some people, and you know, you're thinking about it. You know what I mean? It's in your hearts, but you're not sure. And listen, yes, Squarespace gives you everything you need to offer services and get paid all in one place. We know that.
Shit.
You get paid on time with professional on-brand invoices and online payments. And in your heart.
Griffin's almost ready for you to start, Trevor.
I'm almost there. I can't figure out how to change this. Nope.
Yeah, you get it. Okay. And plus, you could streamline your workflow.
I thought you said your piano is like within reach now.
With built-in appointment scheduling and email marketing tools. And it's calling to you.
Holy shit. I understand.
So we're just going to do a couple more stanzas here. To give you a chance to consider their cutting-edge designs, their award-winning templates, everything you need.
Griffin is thoughtfully changing the melody enough so we don't get auto-matched by the bots. He's like mixing it up a little bit.
And, you know, Squarespace has done so much for us, so much for me.
So much.
Changed my life. Squarespace has been there for me, and I know that you're ready for Squarespace to be there for you, to set you up with that website you need.
Trav, give me the offer code.
All right, we're going to say it one last time. Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Amen.
Griffin has gone fully Frampton Comes Alive over there.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
I think we should just do that from now on.
Yeah, that felt good. Let's see. Squarespace, did you like that? You never tell us.
Look at us, senpai. Senpai.
Just tell us if you're listening, Squarespace. Send us a message.
The checks are still clearing, so something's got to be working. Respect me.
Hey, Lexus.
Hey, Ella.
What animal has the most teeth?
I would guess a shark.
A snail.
No, snails don't have teeth.
They have thousands and they are freaky looking.
No, I don't want that to be true. Okay. Did you know that the hippocampus in your brain is named after the half horse, half fish sea creature found in Greek mythology?
I didn't know that, but we're meant to be doing animal trivia and hippocampus isn't a real animal.
Well, that doesn't matter on Comfort Creatures.
You're right, it doesn't matter at all.
Comfort Creatures is a cozy show for lovers of animals of all shapes and sizes, real and unreal.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then join us every Thursday for new episodes on MaximumFun.org.
Are you a celebrity? Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets, red carpets, sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. From NPR and Maximum Fun.
Cool. All right.
I want a moon
squad.
I want to moon squad. Welcome to Punch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast, profiling Lacey Grayson in brand eating. There's a ton going on right now in the world of food and fast eating. I want to tell you guys, though, I'm excited about Jenny's launching an ice cream collaboration with Bridgerton.
Oh,
that's right. Bridgerton ice cream. The partnership, the collaboration that everyone has been waiting for many, many years since Bridgerton was extremely popular.
Now, I've seen every episode of Bridgerton in existence. I think I'm the only person to have done that.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and they're still making it, Trav, for you, I assume.
Oh, I can't wait for the Benedict season. Are you kidding me? He's my favorite. Second brother, bit of just like a rascallion out there living his life, doing his art and whatever. I'm so excited. Are you kidding me?
I can't watch Bridgerton without eating ice cream.
Well, Trav, they're going to capture the decadence of the Regency era and popular Netflix and Shondaland series with these two iced creams.
Gout
making
flavor.
Making its first appearance on the 15th of January is Queen Charlotte Sponge Cake ice cream. Mm. Royals have been immortalized in confections, and Queen Charlotte Sponge Cake is Jenny's tribute to the fashionable and discerning monarch of the ton.
Huh.
It is a brown sugar and almond buttercream ice cream filled with raspberry rose jam and honey sponge cake.
I'm just going to say, Queen Charlotte, not really a important figure in the books. I don't know if she's present in the books at all. Was wholly made up as a character. I mean, not made up. She was an existing person, but you know what I mean? Added for the TV show. So weird that they went that direction, kind of a snub to the literary folk.
Is Bridgerton just sort of period piece entourage? Discuss.
Yeah. Mm. It's okay. A period piece OC. In a lot of ways.
Don't you fucking
don't say
don't
that,
try to...
That sounds extremely good.
It is. It's fun. It's a fun show that makes you
I watched it at the beginning, Bridgerton, and then there was an entire episode that hung on a young lady being surprised by the idea of jizz and not understanding the mysteries of jizz.
Yep.
The if you will, as Cindy and I have begun to refer to it, the secret of the ooze. And when she discovered the secret of the ooze, I was kind of done with Bridgerton writ large.
I watched Bridgerton.
What's it like to have hardened your heart that much, Justin? It's fun, it's innocent, but still sexy and fun and sexy and innocent and fun and sexy.
I was watching Bridgerton, but it lost me that episode where a smoke monster came out of that lady's privates and killed a guy.
Oh,
I said, check, please.
Actually, I was going to say that was Lost, but I don't know what that was that you were watching, Griffin.
It was Bridgerton season one when the smoke monster comes out of
was
the
it lady. A fan-made thing?
No, it's like a pretty important plot point. Like, the guy who got killed is like a big, big character. And I was upset.
What was his name?
Renly Baratheon?
I think it was Cowboy Curtis. I might be was
no, they were together. So they could turn into one another at will.
Yeah.
Okay. For the second release, they're doing an Earl Grey creme brulee ice cream.
Cool.
Which is just fun to say.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, wrapping the favorite tea blend enjoyed by the ton.
Yeah, the ton. That's like the aristocrats of the like
okay,
high
got
society.
It. Here's the thing.
What character is that based on? That's just tea. You know, tea. They're like tea.
This is an interesting twist Jenny's has done. They've given us it's like a quote, but they haven't sourced it to anybody, if that makes sense. This is the next last paragraph in this.
It was
for this collaboration, Jenny's was inspired by the fantastical decadence of the Regency era, brought to life in the scenes of Bridgerton. It was essential that the flavors feel like an extension of the essence of the show, romantic, indulgent, and captivating. Ice creams that would linger long after they were gone, and to which you cannot wait to return, whether you're a Bridgerton fan or not.
I mean, probably the if you're a Bridgerton fan one.
Probably
right?
That though, right?
Probably that one would be what you would stick with more.
That quote was actually from Jonathan Bailey, star of Bridgerton. He's a big champion of this ice cream Bridgerton crossover. He's been pushing for it for years now in all of his interviews.
I also wanted, this is more of an alert. I did want to let everybody know that Subway is doing protein pockets.
All right. What's that mean?
Yeah, you can sink it. They're protein pockets. They're packed with 20 grams, more than 20 grams of protein in these little tortillas. And here's the quote about it, because Dave Skenna is up in the mix.
Okay.
Getting more protein in their diet is important to so many people, but too often that protein is expensive or fried. I like that part, because that's Subway saying, like, what isn't our food? Like, they're trying to go, like, what are the two things? What isn't us?
Wait, has Dave Skenna...
Well, it's not expensive.
Has Dave Skenna always been at Subway?
No, he used to be moved. Donuts.
Yeah. Good for him.
Dave Skenna, he relocated. He used to be with Krispy Kreme, now he's with Subway.
Justin, I want to tell you what's bothering me.
I've never read about Dave Skenna before, so I was not aware of Dave Skenna.
So far in this alert, they have not specified what the protein is in a way that makes me wildly uncomfortable from a company known for questionable ingredients sandwiches.
Yeah, they've run
Baja chicken, peppercorn ranch chicken, Italian trio, and turkey and hum. Getting more
turkey
protein in your diet is hum. Turkey and hum. Turkey and hum. Turkey and ham.
Turkey and ham.
Too often that protein is expensive or fried. With Subway's new protein pockets, they can get over 20 grams of protein for $3.99 without sacrificing taste. And with our new Sub of the Day lineup. Yeah. Or your child.
You don't have to sacrifice anything.
Anything. No sacrifice. This is a Subway.
You have to sacrifice $4.99 at the altar.
Yeah.
Oh, also, we're replacing all of our point of sales with altars. So that's going to be.
That might throw you
off a little bit.
And we're now only accepting Zelle and blood magic. Those are the only two currencies. Zenny, Zelle, or blood magic, or ass, or grass, or cash. Nobody eats Subway for free. I've been a manager for around a year now in the chemistry lab I work in. In one of the recent meetings with the rest of the management team, I happened to glance over at the laptop of a person sitting next to me and saw that they were in a team chat titled Young Hip Managers. I would like to think I'm reasonably hip. I'm also the youngest manager in the building. What can I do to subtly imply that I'm cool enough to be invited to the secret group chat that's from young but not hip enough in Ann Arbor? Oh, that's tough. That's a tough one. Nobody wants to think they're not young and cool and hip.
See, this is difficult because for me, I both know that I am neither young enough nor hip enough to be in a group chat that seems to be living by those ideals.
But if it was like a strong guys, like you saw a chat with like strong guys, right? And you're like, you look over and you're like, hey, wait, I'm a strong guy.
If it was strong guy, purple hair, club, and I'd be like, I definitely have purple hair.
If it said that, you've been Truman Showed and you need to stop because that's gone too far, right? So they're doing a prank on you.
But then you look over and someone's got, they're on a thread called Limp Dick Idiots. And you're like, I'm glad I'm not in that one.
Yeah. You know, count your blessings.
Count your blessings. Cool. Awesome. I'm unjealous.
Maybe it's ironic. Maybe they're kind of like the old boring managers.
Okay.
But they want, so they're like,
the level of self-awareness
way,
there.
Like a winky sort of like, we're the ones that suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're old.
Can I get in that? You don't want in
you
this.
You can't. They're so old. It's so shit.
We're actually doing it. You don't understand. You don't want in this.
I struggle with a part of this question, which is that, you know, you're not a part of this group chat. And when you share that information with us, you say, I happen to glance over at the laptop of the person sitting next to me. That suggests maybe you don't know who that person was. And therefore, why would you be in a group? Why would you be in a group chat with them? Is there anything there?
Well, because all the young hit managers are planning young hit manager things.
I guess so. Mm.
Maybe it's fantasy football managers, and it has nothing to do with work.
Yeah.
Ooh, isn't that tricky when you find yourself in a fantasy football chat
It happened over the holidays a couple of times. I realized 2 to 3 people around me were talking about fantasy football. And then if I stood there for long enough, they were going to ask me to join, or they might just sign me up. I don't know how you get in fantasy football. It keeps happening to me.
Me neither, man.
I keep ending up in these leagues, and I don't know how it happens. So I try to be really careful about everything I do from now on whenever football comes
For
up.
Me, it's like...
I don't know how I keep contracting fantasy football.
For me, it's I keep getting group texts, and I get messages from people whose numbers are not saved in my phone, and they'll say shit like, Carter's looking pretty good this year. And then an hour later, I'm in a fantasy football league somehow.
Oh, man.
It's one of the earliest signs. You know, if you can get to it quickly, you can actually reverse all the symptoms.
It's too late.
Of fantasy.
Time
it's
lost too late. Is time lost,
it's
as
too
I always
late,
say.
Can you do... Is there something you can do at your chemistry lab that would be fucking cool? Can you, like, spin a flask? Or, like...
Oh, yeah, vape some chemistry fumes.
Light your vape on a Bunsen burner, and people be like, that's... You shouldn't... That
you're
shouldn't
fired.
Be on fire at all, my man.
You're out.
Get out of here.
First strike, you're out. That's so stupid. Don't do that.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever been added to a group chat and been excited to be, like... There's some where I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm happy to be here. This is fine. The idea of wanting to be added to a group chat that you were living your life perfectly fine not being a part of before, unless you're just like, it's not about the group chat. I don't want to be in the group chat. I would immediately mute it.
Yeah.
But why aren't I a part of it?
If I'm talking to two of my friends and I'm like, you guys remember the movie Dunstan Checks In? And then the next day, one of them has invited me to a group chat called Dunstan Lovers. It's like, this didn't need to be we didn't need to silo this particular conversation off. This could be part
also,
of
also, why
bigger.
Is it on the dark web?
Why is Dunstan
why are there
lovers?
So many layers of security on Dunstan Lovers?
What's going on with this lab that we need so many goddamn managers anyway, man? Wait, what is that? This lab that we need a stratification of management? It's a chemistry lab.
Yeah.
Is the person sitting next to you even a manager? Maybe there's a group chat to talk about how cool and hip their young managers are. They're in there talking about how great you are. That's why you're not
it's like
in
a
it.
Tiger Beat. It's like an issue of Tiger Beat.
Yeah.
About young managers. Like, which manager has the dreamiest eyes?
Maybe.
It's Punjab. We love him.
Maybe they're
it's hugely problematic, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe they're chatting with their physical therapist for a pelvic injury that they suffered, and so now they have to learn from their young hip manager. That's not anything.
That might have been it, Griffin. You don't know.
No, that's not that.
Maybe they're organizing snacks by brand, and it actually said young chip managers, and you just misread it.
Could be.
There's any number of reasons why you wouldn't be involved in a group chat that don't involve you not knowing the people in the group chat.
But if you started wearing a backwards baseball cap
and
you made people, like you made people ask,
mm-hmm.
and when they did ask, you say, I saw shit. No, you can't, because you can't be like, I was looking at there's nothing less hip than looking at a neighbor's laptop.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, that's a bad
start. You know,
start.
It's just not hip. It wasn't hip. Hip that you looked, and you can't say like I saw it because it's like so not hip.
Yeah,
here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go to these other managers, and you're gonna say, "I'm thinking about starting a group chat for us young hip managers."
Oh yikes!
Would you guys be
don't
interested
say the
in
exact?
That?
You know you got to change it.
No, I heard it out loud. Yeah, well, I'm starting a group chat for us youthful, sexy, cool. cool managers.
I think it's got to be more organic. I think you got to do cool experiments. I think you got to show up next day, make an elephant toothpaste, point at it, point at everyone else, point at it again. Like, check it. Mark Robert.
Start like a robot fight club.
Start a robot fight club in your chemistry. We're getting a little bit far from the exact.
Well,
sort
no,
of-
you wouldn't want to do it. That's separate from work, Griffin. Work still needs to happen. You know, manager is still a part of the young hip managers, Griffin.
No, yeah, I know. But this is specifically at work. And so I don't know
why. Is this like, are they getting paid to manage it? Is it like the safety patrol? Like, what is with all these managers?
Maybe it's like a team, like an equipment manager, where they're like making sure that everybody has all the chemicals and powders and reagents that they need access to.
I want to highlight one detail in this that I've just noticed. In one of the recent meetings with the rest of the management team is when this happened. You got some really, I think it is hugely, hugely rude to be in a meeting of other managers and be in your young hip manager's chat. That is cruel, because you know that room someone's going to see. Like, if you're trying to keep it secret,
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Are you sure there were other people in this group chat with this person and not just them talking to themselves about how young and hip and cool they are?
Yeah.
Right. Another question?
Okay.
We've been in the house we're renting for 5 years. 4 years ago, I had a baby, and I didn't tell my landlord.
It's a boy.
When lease renewal came, I didn't want to tell them we had a whole extra person in the house we never mentioned. Now we're looking for a bigger place, and our landlord has a great place in the exact area we want to live. How do we introduce our four-year-old without it being weird? That's from Not Kidding Around. So many great, great options.
So many ways to pretend like the you just kind of added a four-year-old to the squad. Can we do
it? I would like to pause it to us. Can we do it without accidentally tiptoeing into gaslighting?
No. I mean, it'll tie our hands. We could. It'll tie our hands behind our back in a major way. Are we worried about doing bad stuff to a landlord?
No.
Gaslighting is obviously not great, but to a landlord?
I mean, what if he just say, this is my short uncle?
Cool.
I'm just saying.
No, I love this it. Is my Keep short, building on that.
This is my short good. Uncle.
Yeah.
He's not huge on English yet.
Mm-hmm.
He is my uncle, and I am taking care of him
mm-hmm.
from his Benjamin Button disease. Mm-hmm. I would like very much.
That doesn't make any sense.
I have any questions about that.
Benjamin Button is not about a very short man who aged the normal way and was four at four.
Yes, if
you know that, right?
You'd be dealing with, if my math is correct, like a 96-year-old, 4-year-old.
You guys, did we not say basic competent stage makeup assumed?
Okay.
Like, that's assumed.
Okay, yeah.
Assumed.
I think short uncle's really promising. Who is that?
Could you also be surprised that the 4-year-old is there?
Why do you gotta?
Oh, God, what?
Why do you need to introduce your 4-year-old? Why not keep the con going? Why not keep the con rolling? You do not need to own up to this.
The longer you go, the funnier it is.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you can make it to 10, that's quite a prestige, I gotta say.
10?
They're not gonna... You know, James.
You know. What are you talking about? How did you miss the fact that we had a son for this long?
He's a congressman. He's been around for a while, is what I'm saying at that
point.
Yeah.
Sure, I understand. Okay. Yeah. There's always a trench coat. You can always You can always stand on the kid's shoulders and wear a big trench
coat. Stand on the kid's. Well, it sounds like if
you can always stand on the kid's shoulders and wear a big trench coat, pretend to be one taller person. Then you tell the landlord, I got taller over the summer. I got the surgery to make you taller, but I'm wearing the trench coat to cover up the scars.
Yeah.
You could. Now, I've never seen The Odd Life of Timothy Green, but I've heard people talk about it. Say you grew him.
Is that the one with Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Is it? I think it's Jennifer Garner in it. You grew him.
And yeah.
You planted a boy, you grew him.
Yeah. He grew
He's only like 3 days old. You had good soil. You grew a boy. You grew him.
Do you get charged more for a lease when you have a child living there too?
Maybe it's more of a social situation if it's embarrassing you didn't introduce them and now it's gone on so long.
You didn't know
when
to bring it up. You didn't know where to bring it up. I think that's reasonable. And now it's like, it's weird. Yeah, I get it. I think it's fine. Trench coat. One trench coat.
Trench coat's okay. Is there any wiggle room in the stacking order? Because I think that putting an adult on top of the 4-year-old's shoulders.
Griffin, I know what you're saying, dude. I know.
But the alternative is, I know, it's a 4-year-old's head and arms coming out of the huge, giant body.
It was almost enough to make me consign that idea to the dustbin of history and not say it.
Yeah.
Because both options, both permutations of it are illogical and bad.
Yeah.
But it had already left the gate.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I just had to back the horse.
Guys, what about this?
Yeah.
This is my child security guard. I've been threatened by a lot of children in the neighborhood lately, and I can't get adults to beat up those children.
Yeah.
So I hire this child as a bodyguard
to
beat up other children for me.
A reverse Drillbit Taylor Benjamin Button situation.
Yes.
Drillbit Taylor Jr., where he licenses his son out as
Drillbit Button.
Where he hires a strong kid to kick bully kids' asses. That feels borderline criminal.
Trumpet Taylor, too, when he's like 95, he's like, he needs protection because he hires a kid to protect him like a strong kid.
Yeah, I'm 95. I just started playing Fortnite. I'm getting absolutely fucking shit yes. on. I need to hire the coolest 14-year-old at the high school to be my Fortnite Trumpet Taylor.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Make it Hollywood. Fortnite, I know you guys are doing all kinds of media stuff. This one's free.
This
Take
is Splash
it.
Jug Taylor.
Yes, Splash Jug Taylor. It's not going to get any better than that.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, My Brother and Me. It's this one, the one you're yep. enjoying. You just enjoyed.
A couple quick announcers before we wrap up, folks.
Yeah.
Clubhouse will return January 27th at noon Eastern time. We're going to be streaming on the last Tuesday of each month from now on.
But Travis, what are we going to be doing all the other Tuesdays?
Man, I'm so glad you asked, Justin, because it was the next thing in the bullet points. That we're doing Super Macroy Brothers video game stream next Tuesday, January 20th at noon Eastern time. It's going to stream all the other Tuesdays, plus a bunch of other video game content on our YouTube, all under the McElroy Entertainment System umbrella, so make sure you check that out. Also, we got some merch.
Yeah, you can follow that at McElroy Entertainment System on Instagram.
Yes, good call. We've got some merch over in the McElroy merch store, Besties Tiebreaker coin featuring the one and only New York Giraffe, and 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to the Immigrant Defenders Law Center, so make sure you check that out at McElroyMerch.com.
And now for
my name's Justin McElroy.
We still have to thank. We gotta thank.
Thank you, Montaigne, for the use of our theme song. My life is better with you. It's a fantastic track, and the fact that I'm like terrified that I don't know what's gonna happen next doesn't detract from the fact that I'm just a huge big fan of it.
I was thinking, so for the ending, that Griffin could give us like a little motivational speech as the big boy. Asking for the heater just to kind of establish a tone. Like Griffin, yeah. like a sick Victorian child anyways. So.
I was thinking I would pick something up off my desk and throw it at the wall as hard as I possibly could.
Oh.
And just like the sound of
hey,
that.
Hey, Griffin, yeah. that's... Okay.
Do you like that?
The end of every episode this year will be one of us throwing something at a wall
yeah.
to see if it sticks.
I got the mic against the wall now, so this is my lens.
Don't throw the mic, dude.
I'll use my lens cap. Here's my lens cap.
Make it sick.
I won't be able to hear. I got to take my headphones off because I'm going to go around.
Or something,
I'm going to go behind the desk and just absolutely, absolutely hum this fucking thing.
Okay, dude.
Absolutely okay, yeah. buzz it.
Sick, okay. man. Sick. This is good. This is good podcast.
I like this All energy. Right.
3, 2, 1.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy. Yeah, that was good. I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother,
so much better than I... Yeah.
Kiss your dad square on the lips. Lens cap. This is good. This is good.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.